This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's Vietnam veterans.
My name is Pat Logan, and I served in Vietnam from 71 to 73.
Raised in a military family, Pat Logan signed up to serve at a young age.
I enlisted. I went to boot camp during my senior year in high school. It was Navy boot camp, so it was only 2 weeks long, so I went during Christmas vacation.
Logan's assignment was on a naval destroyer.
So we're out there at sea, lobbing in shells from 25 miles out.
Stationed on a ship, Logan witnessed no enemy casualties, but he remembers facing insults when he returned.
Called baby killers, and I was in the Navy, and I'm going, I don't know what you're talking about. All I was doing is doing my job.
Once home, Logan and his brother looked to a veterans organization for a welcoming response.
My brother and I both went there, and we said, yeah, we're back from Vietnam, and we thought we'd look at joining. The second place club. That was the attitude that the older veterans had towards us. They believed that they were in the real war, the World War II vets.
Discouraged at first, Logan ultimately used his alienation to expand options for his era's vets.
I made a vow to increase the memberships into that organization and make it better.
Now Logan focuses efforts on today's veterans.
My job is to make things better for our active duty people, make them aware, make these guys know that we're fighting for them. The American Legion and the VFWs are all fighting for them. Because you don't turn your back. You don't turn your back on your soldiers.
Veterans Voices Vietnam is produced by Ambers in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the state of Minnesota. Online at ambers.org.